Psalm 86, a psalm when trials steal our joy. David said, "Rejoice, the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." We must do all that we can and use all that has been given to us to arouse our souls to rejoice in the Lord. This includes prayer and the feasting on God's word, fasting when applicable, confession of any sin and any aught between us and the Lord or others. But when we have done all, we can do nothing else but ask God to arouse our hearts and rejoice our souls. David is not being passive here. He is being assertive to have God rejoice his soul. But he does know at the end, if God does not do it, nothing will lift up his spirits. Many of our friends and our families, when we have lost our joy due to trials that have come, they try with their words and they try to lift our spirits. And they should do that, and we should do all we can to help others when they're in this state. Never give up on them. Always, always, always try to rejoice their soul. Always try to give them something to encourage them with. Teach them to look past the trial and to eternity. But he does know that in the end, God must lift his spirits. David is humble. He says, "I am poor and needy." Spiritual poverty, seen and confessed, is apt to excite God to his work. God is attracted to weakness and humility. "Be merciful unto me, Lord, for I cry unto thee daily." David was not lazy, but sought the Lord daily. When our spirits are down, we must continue to seek the Lord until he revives them. Do not turn to anything else. Do not turn to worldly pleasures or distractions, but turn to God alone, which is able to strengthen thee. God's word alone and prayer is all that will strengthen thee. Do not be ashamed to plead at his mercy seat. Remember, child of God, he is ready to forgive. David says, "For thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive." Do not be ashamed to plead unto him. He is plenteous in mercy, David says. "Give ear unto my prayer, O God. Hear me, and make my soul to rejoice." David begged God to make his soul rejoice in him. "Rejoice the soul of thy servant," says David. "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." David is praying the promises of God. "Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." David asks God, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth." Sometimes it is because we have erred greatly or got away from God's truth, got away from what is right, and we need God to strengthen our hearts and teach us. In times of spiritual poverty, in times of discouragement and depression, in times of severe trials, we have to ask God to teach us that we not fall into the same trap again and learn to look for signs that we are heading in that direction. David says, "I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore." Never forget that you and I must do all we can do to rejoice our heart. But in the end, "Rejoice my heart, O God, and I will praise thee. I will glorify thy name," must be our prayer. Cry out to God and say, "Lord God, please revive my heart so I can be of use to you, so I can glorify thy name, so all that I do glorifies thee." And finally, David said this, "Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." David knew he was delivered from hell. And David brings his enemies before God now and says, "Lord, please deliver me from my enemies, as you delivered my soul from hell. O turn unto thy servant, have mercy upon me, give thy strength to thy servant." David says, "Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see." Amen and amen, David cries out to God. God must comfort our souls. Dear Christian, in the severest trials, remember, it is God that must rejoice your soul. Turn to him in all your trials, in all your tribulations, in your sorrows, in depressions and pains, and God will rejoice your soul.